idea how to spell the word Renaissance. But he does it all as a writer, as a director, as an actor, as a best-selling author with a new book coming out in May, and of course, as a musician with a brand new album called Every Third Thought being released on Friday, February 9th. Here's a little piece of new music from our friend Dave Duchovny.
Is there nothing this man can't do?
It's I know. Ridiculous.
We get it, Duchovny. You're better than we are. Shut up.
Come on, guys.
How are you, well, sir?
I'm going to make you feel worse. I believe it's Renaissance.
All right.
You are correct.
You are probably right.
Look, thank you.
Some of us didn't go to Yale, Dave. Come on.
Hey, Dave, were you a great speller when you were a kid? Were you in a spelling bee or anything like that?
No, I'm not a good speller now. Nope. I do happen to know Renaissance.
Just know that word.
Yeah, I'm not a great speller or great at punctuation or anything like that. I'm not good at that. My handwriting is terrible.
Excellent. How about that? Yeah. Well, good. That makes us feel better. At least we know there's some chinks in the armor. So you have a very busy year. Obviously, you're back on the TV with the X-Files. We'll talk about it in a minute. But I mentioned you got a new book coming out in May. You wrote and recorded a brand new album that's out on February 9th. Are you just great with time management, or are you a guy who gets up and just devotes a part of every day to one of these disciplines and just knocks them all out?
No, I just, whatever, you know, with the books, it's like I'll have a project and I'll kind of see that through. That'll be the only thing I can do for a while, because when you're writing, you really have to just devote yourself fully to that. With the music, it's much more collaborative, so I can kind of come in and come out. I can work with the band and we can work on songs, you know, and they actually do the recording. I don't produce or arrange or anything like that. So that's, I can kind of flit in and out of that a little bit. But the writing takes everything.
I watched a little bit of your Billboard Live performance that you did. Was it yesterday with the band?
Yeah.
And you have a lot of great musicians in that group.
Yeah, they're really good. The band is way, way better than I am, for sure.
That's the way you want to arrange it, man.
Well, congratulations. And by the way, if you want to pre-order the album, you can. Just go to DavidDuchovnyMusic.com. And as I mentioned, it's coming out on February 9th. I think your fans will like it. All right, let's talk TV. We're up to episode 4 tonight of season 11 of The X-Files. And the promos that they've been running on Fox for the show that airs tonight at 8 makes it look like maybe one of the craziest episodes you guys have ever done.
For sure. I think that's a fair assessment. It's a Darren Morgan episode, and fans of the show will know that Darren always brings his own special slant to whatever he does. And it really, you know, when we were shooting it, Jimmy and I were talking, and we were saying this could be a great final X-File. If this could be the last one we ever did, this sums up so much about the show and about the characters and about life in general.
How does it compare to when you took mushrooms in the last season? That show was pretty bizarre.
That was totally bizarre.
That was weird beyond words.
In that show, kind of the mushroom trip was kind of a tonal shift, you know, like
right.
It was a very serious show about a suicide bomber but this particular episode is more tonally consistent in that it's kind of a funny episode from start to finish.
The episode deals with the Mandela effect, which is something, Ali, I know that you have been obsessed with.
Obsessed.
We've talked about a lot off the air. But it's a real phenomenon, right, Dave, where mass groups of people believe that something happened, even though it didn't. And it's a little bit of a mystery as to how they work, right?
Yeah, I had never heard of it. The first I heard of it was when I read the script. And I actually thought that Darren had made it up. But as you say, it is a phenomenon. And it appears to be when a lot of people misremember something, but it's not just a few people, but, you know, 20, 30, 40, 50% of the people. And I think in this era of, you know, in this era of Trump that we're in now and all the kind of crap that they're throwing at us, that this is fake news and that is fake news, there's going to be a lot more of that. And I think that's what Darren is cluing into.
It feels like the X-Files fits better now into the way politics and media are than it did in the 90s when it was so popular.
Yeah, I mean, in the 90s, you really felt like Mulder was a crackpot.
Right.
You know?
And now he's the most reasonable man on my television.
Now he's the esteemed senator from Massachusetts. Who knows what he is?
How did you feel as the actor who has played Fox Mulder for so long with that with that information that was revealed to us fans in episode 1 of season 11 about the real identity of the father of your son?
Well, let's just say it was a tense dinner between Mulder and Scully that night.
Well, you seem to make up for it last week.
Yeah, I've done my game, apparently.
Yeah. I counted at least two interactions, if you will. Two bone and
thank you.
Yeah, two bone in situations.
You're welcome. I'm not sure what to say.
I say thank you as well. Finally, and it was so just not even a huge deal in the script. All of a sudden, there's Scully she's in the hotel with a little blanket up by her, and he's talking about her afterglow. If that's it, that's all we get. How about some more sexy banter?
Well, it is a network show. You know, I think we've been spoiled by cable. We've been seeing a lot of makeout sessions on television, but I think what Chris wrote that Carter wrote that episode, and I think Julie and I were confused too, because we were shooting that scene, and you know, you cut away to the double, and I'm like, so the double is the assumption that the double is watching us have sex now?
Yeah, it was a little troubling in parts, for sure.
That's a little kinky.
Yeah, I mean, I was into it.
Has it been fun to be back for season 11, Dave?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. The season that we did before, I guess call it 10, we only did 6 episodes, and it was hard to kind of had to find the groove because it had been so long since we did it, first of all. And it seemed like by the time we found the groove, we were ending up. And this time, we kind of got the groove earlier, and we had longer to stay in the groove. I said groove a lot.
You did say groove. A lot of groove there. Well, we have been loving the hell out of having it back,
You guys early on were champions of the show, and I always remember Chris Carter was so flattered that you said he had the voice of God, and he was always like, he always hold that over me. Like, I got the radio voice, not yours. One of you guys said, Chris, you sound like the voice of God.
Well, he would come on our show, and we would sound like 9-year-old boys. Yeah. It was annoying.
Yeah.
It has been super fun, and it looks like 2018 is going to be an amazing year for you. Hey, real quick, because I mentioned the book, and I don't know if we'll get a chance to talk to you when it comes out in May, though. This is another fiction work, right?
Yeah, it's another novel called Miss Subways, and it's set in New York, and it's kind of a, I'd say, a surrealist, magical love story, I'd say. But I could be wrong about that.
Well, you wrote it.
I think you would know.
All right. So there's lots of ways to get your Duchovny, you guys. The book's coming out in May. The album is coming out on February 9th. And again, it is called Every Third Thought. And X-Files airs Wednesday nights at 8 on Fox for season 11. Fingers crossed. Hopefully the show will never go away. Dave, we love you. And we appreciate you jumping back on. It's always great to catch up, my friend.
Hey, thank you for today. And thank you for the years.
You bet. Thank you, David.
All right. Thank you.